As Mahaparshva's army scattered into confusion, the monkeys and demigods shouted with joy, while Ravana seethed with rage. The king of the Rakshasas then mounted his chariot and advanced towards Ram, sending a continual stream of arrows. Ram counteracted Ravana's arrows with his own, and thus a fierce battle gradually evolved between the two arch-enemies. Soon, their continuous volleys of arrows covered the sky, creating darkness all around. The other monkey and Rakshasa soldiers ceased fighting just to witness this spectacular contest. When Ravana struck Ram in the forehead with an arrow, Ram remained undaunted and retaliated with a Rudra weapon. Even though that missile discharged innumerable arrows, they simply bounced off of Ravana's impenetrable armor without harming him in the least. Ravana evoked a mystic Asura weapon, causing countless arrows with the heads of lions, tigers, vultures, serpents, and alligators to rush at Ram, their mouths open to devour him. Although Ram employed an Agni weapon, which melted the arrows of Ravana mid-air, thousands of monkeys were indeed slain by them. Still, Ram and the monkey chiefs were pleased, since the weapon Ravana employed was known to be one of his most powerful. Ravana next evoked a Rudra weapon created by Mayadhanava, releasing maces, lances, thunderbolts, and nooses, all in steady streams. Ram quickly foiled the Rudra weapon with his Gandharva weapon. Ravana then discharged a brilliant Surya weapon that caused enormous effulgent chakras to shoot out at Ram. With a display of inconceivable skill, Ram shattered all of the chakras with his arrows, but while doing so, Ravana pierced Ram's chest with 10 powerful shafts. However, Ram did not flinch and retaliated by shooting Ravana's limbs with numerous arrows. Desiring to enter the fray, Lakshman released 7 arrows which cut down Ravana's flag, and with another arrow, Lakshman severed the head of Ravana's driver, and with 5 more, split the Rakshasa king's bow. And then Vibhishan also rushed forward, killing Ravana's horses with his mace and forcing his enraged brother to jump down from the disabled chariot. When Ravana angrily hurled a lance at Vibhishan, Lakshman cut it to pieces with 3 arrows as it soared through the air. Ravana then picked up a magical spear manufactured by Mayadhanava. Seeing how Vibhishan's life was in danger, Lakshman quickly hailed so many arrows upon Ravana that he became stunned while standing with spear in hand. Ravana then shouted at Lakshman, "Because you have dared rescue Vibhishan, the spear that was meant for him will instead take your life." Ravana then roared like a lion, hurling his magical spear. As it accurately soared through the air towards Lakshman, Ram requested the spear to become ineffectual. But nonetheless, the spear shot through Lakshman's chest and stuck into the ground, making the son of Sumitra fall down, seriously wounded. And when Ram saw Lakshman's pitiful condition, he became extremely despondent, with tears filling his eyes. But then, suppressing his intense grief, Ram extracted the spear from Lakshman's body, even as Ravana showered arrows upon him. Breaking the spear in half, Ram raised Lakshman in his arms and tearfully embraced him. Then, after ordering Hanuman and Sugriva to guard Lakshman, Ram angrily declared, "I shall now exhibit my full prowess against this wicked Ravana. I promise he will soon be slain on the battlefield. All you monkeys may now go and sit at ease upon the mountaintops. You should watch, along with all the demigods, as I perform a most wonderful feat that will be glorified until the dissolution of the world." And with a vengeance, Ram attacked Ravana. As they proceeded to cover one another with torrents of arrows, their twanging bows produced an astonishing clamor. The infuriated Ram soon overwhelmed Ravana, causing him to flee the battlefield out of fear. Ram then went to Lakshman and with great anguish told Sushena, "Just by looking at my wounded brother, my strength immediately withers. Without Lakshman, victory will have no meaning for me. For if he dies, I shall follow him, just as Lakshman followed me when I was exiled to the forest." But with a reassuring voice, Sushena replied, "O Ram, Lakshman is not dying, for his facial luster has not faded, and his eyes are still sparkling brightly. However, Hanuman must immediately be dispatched to the Mahodaya mountain in order to collect the herbs called Vishalyakarani, Savarnyakarani, Sanjeevakarani, and Sandhani. For by these medicinal treatments, Lakshman can immediately be restored to perfect health." And once again Hanuman leaped to the Himalayas. However, arriving at Mahodaya Mountain, he could not recognize the necessary herbs. Out of frustration, he again tore off the mountain peak and while holding it in both hands, returned to Lanka. Placing the mountain peak near Sushena, Hanuman lay down for a moment in order to rest. "O Sushena, I could not recognize which herbs to bring, and so I decided to carry the entire mountain here." Sushena then praised Hanuman, and then went to look for the proper herbs. Thereafter, he crushed the herbs into powder, and when Lakshman was given them to smell, his wounds instantly became healed. When Lakshman stood up, Ram embraced him firmly. "Oh, it is my good fortune that you are well. Oh, Lakshman, without you there would be no use in recovering Sita or even maintaining my life any longer. My dear brother, please do not indulge in such grief. Quickly, make good your vow to kill Ravana and then install Vibhishan as king of Lanka." Meanwhile, Ravana mounted another chariot, rushing out from the city, eager to fight Ram. Ram took up his bow, releasing a downpour of arrows upon Ravana. However, from the sky, the demigods exclaimed, "This battle is not being fairly fought. Ram is standing on the ground while Ravana rides in a chariot." Taking this cue, Indra called out to Matali and ordered him to take his chariot to Ram on the battlefield. Matali thus came before Ram, driving Indra's golden chariot, which was drawn by 1,000 greenish horses. The celestial charioteer then announced to Ram, "My dear Lord, King Indra himself requests you to kindly accept this chariot for fighting with Ravana. Inside, you will find Indra's bow and armor, along with an incomparable spear and various celestial arrows. O Ram, please mount the chariot at once, for the demigods are most disturbed seeing you fighting while standing on the ground. After circumambulating Indra's chariot, Ra mounted, and then a thrilling duel ensued. When Ravana released a Gandharva weapon, Ram quickly neutralized it with another Gandharva weapon. Next, Ravana discharged a Rakshasa weapon, which took the form of innumerable serpents with blazing wide-open mouths. But in response, Ram released a Garuda weapon that transformed into countless golden eagles who quickly ate up all of Ravana's snake arrows. This enraged the Rakshasa king, who then rapidly discharged 1,000 arrows at Ram. Ravana also shot numerous arrows, which hit Matali, a single arrow that knocked down Indra's flag, and many more arrows that afflicted the horses. Ravana was putting Ram in such great difficulty that the demigods and monkey warriors became anxious. Ram then assumed a most frightening, angry form, causing the entire earth with all of its mountains and oceans to quake. Many evil omens manifested, and all created beings, including Ravana himself, became afraid. Numerous demons suddenly appeared in the sky to cheer Ravana on towards victory. As if in response, Ravana picked up a fearsome dart, roaring so ferociously that heaven and earth began to tremble. Then Ravana shouted, "Ram, prepare yourself, for you shall now die." Ravana then hurled his lethal dart. Soaring through the sky, it made a loud roaring noise and was encircled by lightning. Ram released innumerable arrows to counteract Ravana's awesome weapon, just as Indra tries to stop the fire of devastation by pouring down torrential rains. When Ram saw all his arrows being consumed by the fearsome dart, Ram picked up the celebrated spear of Indra and hurled it. Soaring through the air, Indra's spear illuminated all directions, and it collided with Ravana's dart, shattering it to pieces, which fell harmlessly to the ground. Ram then punctured Ravana's chest, forehead, and horses with his arrows. Although Ravana was exhausted and blood flowed from wounds all over his body, Ravana continued to storm arrows upon Ram in great anger. Indeed, Ravana riddled Ram's chest with 1,000 arrows, which covered Ram with blood. The constant hail of arrows was so dense that both Ram and Ravana could no longer see each other clearly because of the darkness it produced. Still, Ram remained undaunted. Laughing disdainfully, Ram rebuked Ravana. "You are the most abominable of the man-eaters. Indeed, you are just like their stool. O kidnapper of Sita, you are a first-class fool, for you consider yourself a great hero. But actually, you are a great coward, for you dared to take my wife away after deceptively luring me far away. How can you be proud of overpowering a poor, defenseless woman in the absence of her husband? No, you resemble a dog, for as a dog steals eatables from the kitchen in the absence of the householder, in my absence you kidnap my wife Sita. Therefore, as Yamaraj punishes sinful men, I too shall also punish you. You are most abominable, sinful, and shameless. Today, therefore, I, whose attempt never fails, shall punish you. Oh, Ravana, today you will meet your deserved end. The body which you are so attached to will become food for jackals and vultures. Thereafter, Ram began to fire his arrows with redoubled energy and greater dexterity. His assault was combined with volleys of stones hurled by the monkey warriors. Ravana became so dazed that he could no longer take up and properly discharge his weapons. Seeing his master's death near at hand, Ravana's charioteer drove him swiftly away from the battlefield, beyond the reach of Ram's arrows. The charioteer then spoke, "O king, I took you away from the fighting only for your welfare, for you appear to have lost all your strength, and your horses were exhausted. Many inauspicious omens were visible, so I did what I considered to be my foremost duty." Ravana thus became pacified by his driver's words, but then he ordered, "Go now, quickly return to where Ram is. For once Ravana makes up his mind, he does not turn back until he has completely vanquished his enemies."